right now I am speaking to a gentleman who comes to us bearing, he's wearing denims, but the denims are rolled up. He's got shorts on. He's looking good. Hello, Gerald Farrelly. How are you?
Hello. I can't believe you've kind of thrown me there. I was like, sure, it's radio and nobody will see.
They're like pedal pushers.
I have to say, I have the worst knees in the world. No, I really do. I have knees and they're like fat elbows. They're absolutely disgusting.
How are you finding as a man? Because I know that there's been issues inside here. The lads are all chatting about dressing for the summer when you're a fella.
Well, I think it's really, really hard for lads to dress, particularly if you're working in an office. I mean, when I used to work in an office, it was horrific because the girls would come in like little sundresses and they looked absolutely fantastic and perfect for meetings, and then we were all in our like penny shirts and ties.
See, that's the thing, because we can have clothes that are a bit airy. You know, they're a bit airy. You can't walk in a moment.
Wearing cheap shirts with big pit stains. It's absolutely disgusting.
How are you finding there has been a hose pipe ban in the Greater Dublin? It's being extended nationwide, we hear, for a month. Gerald Farrelly.
Well, I just spent £60 on flares for my balcony and I'm not letting them die. That's all I'm going to say.
No, did you buy them before you knew we were going to be in a drought situation?
No, because you forget you have a balcony and there's a bit of sun. They're like, oh God, get some plants. So I just filled up a jug.
So you filled up
a jug. I filled up a jug.
Do you know what? He's not contravening the rules. He's doing everything perfectly, perfectly right. And I'm assuming, because you're going to be at the Ivy Gardens, the Vodafone Comedy Festival
yes,
this year.
Yes, I am, yeah.
That'll place will be have to look lovely. There's always flowers around there.
I know. You see, the Ivy Gardens, it is the best comedy festival. It is absolutely fantastic. The lineup this year is incredible, and it's in the middle of Dublin, so you get to sleep in your own bed, and then all your mates come over from all different places that you only get to see once a year at the Ivy Gardens Festival.
Do you have to put people up when they're coming to the festival?
Absolutely not.
Would anyone, like, you know, one of your mates from Cork, go, come here, Gerald, I know you're performing for 3 days. Any chance, though, I can clip on the couch and then get invited to all the parties?
No, but I'll tell you what I have had. I was at gigs in Scotland where I get other people, like other comics from over there, going, oh, can we come and stay with you and go to the Ivy Gardens? Because I've had that a few times.
And would you let them?
I have once or twice.
Have
just
you?
Once or twice, yeah.
Are they special
just
people?
I'm a decent person.
You're a nice person. And when they come over, are they respectful? Because you have a love of your life.
I do have the love of my life, yes. I have a cat who is, she's my sun, moon and stars. But I wouldn't go so far as to say she's our child, like we were talking about.
Okay, so here we go, right? You've got a cat. Do you think of her as your child, though?
No, I don't. I think of her as this pet that we adore. We had this little incident two nights ago where we came home and it's an apartment. She never gets out of the apartment. She's an apartment cat. She's very happy. Mm-hmm. But we came home and she wasn't there. Like, we had 40 minutes where, like, she's not here. She's gone. Where the hell is she?
I'd have a heart attack.
So we were in a panic. And it turns out what had happened, she just got into a wardrobe and she was just quite content to be in there. She was like, oh, the lads are going mad. What's going on? Danny Minogue must have died. But she was going, we were going absolutely bananas. But then we were at the point where we were like, oh, she's gone. Well, I suppose life's going to be a bit easier now.
She is a bit demanding, actually, come to think of it.
She's a bit of a piece of work.
And when you have to clean up their poo, it's like...
Well, we don't have to clean up her poo because we train her to use the jacks.
Sorry?
Yeah, we train her to use the toilet.
She uses
she uses the proper toilet. Because, look, if you have an animal living in your house, this litter tray lark, I'm sorry.
How long did that take?
Took 6 months. But it was worth it.
Did you learn how to do it on the internet?
No, I bought a kit on the internet. And what happens is you just fill it with cat litter and then every month you take away a piece of it. So it sits on top of the toilet and you just take a bit of it away every month and she just uses the toilet.
Okay, I think there might be parents listening right now who are like, dude, will you set that up for my child?
See, this is why cats are better than kids. They're better than kids.
Oh, Gerald
Farrelly. When you've got a kid, you've got a problem.
You've got a kid, you've got 0874100. That's not me. That's Gerald Farrelly. This is what he's doing.
I'd say the iPhone's going to be on fire now.
Well, what do you make of people on the internet who refer, like, I see it all the time. People I adore and love and very much respect, and they'll have a picture of their dog or their cat and it will be like waiting for daddy to come home, you know, waiting for their partner to come home. I'm like, what?
Why are you infantilizing your husband? No, that's not the way we operate at all. Like, I think that if you have a cat or a dog and you're like, oh, I love it, you know, I think that's good. Love it, but just don't, you know, don't live it.
Don't live it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good. Yeah, that's the opposite of like a dog's trust ad. Love it. Don't live it.
There we go. We have it all sorted. And there's a lot of things at the moment that we were chatting about earlier on that people are living through, waiting for. One, of course, is the World Cup.
Do you know what? The echo chamber is real. I actually had no idea the World Cup was on. About a week ago, somebody said something about the World Cup. I was like, oh, that's coming up, isn't it? Like, no.
It's like in the middle of it.
We're in the middle of it.
It is.
No, I ignore the World Cup. I'm just not a football fan. I've always wanted to be I've really, really tried. Even when I was a kid, like I played for Home Farm Mini Leagues, and that is something that my dad, I'm sure, regularly visits like a psychologist to talk about.
Why couldn't he just
be? It was not his pride and joy.
No, I can imagine with all of that. But it's kind of, you've got that. And then I know last night people are worried about extra time because then Love Island is on afterwards. You're not dealing with the Love Island stuff though, are you?
No, I haven't watched any of it. And I watched it years and years ago when, do you remember Kelly from Eternal was on it?
Like,
it was a celebrity
celeb version.
Island, and it was, I watched that, but no, I haven't watched it since. But I don't know, I'm not really a fan of reality TV. I can't get into it. I've watched a couple of episodes of Big Brother and stuff, but I just can't get into it at all.
Well, you've got, you know, in your podcast, Fascinated,
yes.
You know, you talk to people that, you know, in your childhood,
yes.
That you were kind
people
of fascinated
that I was obsessed
by.
With. Yeah.
Michelle McManus, who won, was it Pop Idol?
She won Pop Idol in 2003. And I had this really weird thing last year. It was at the Edinburgh Festival. I was doing Best of Irish. And when I finished, I was walking through the Stand Comedy Club. And in one of the rooms, there was some comedian just absolutely ripping it. And I just said to the usher, I was like, who is that? Like, they're going bananas for her. And it was Michelle McManus. And she does a one-woman show at the Edinburgh Festival every year. And she is hilarious. Like,
wow.
Absolutely brilliant. So I met her after the gig and we were just chatting. And I stayed in touch with her. And she said she'd do the podcast. So I just went over to Glasgow there a couple of weeks ago to talk to her. But, I mean, she really, when she won Pop Idol, they really did a number on her. I mean, it really wasn't what she thought. They really, really did. Like,
yeah.
I mean, within 3 months of her winning, that was all over and she was still under contract to them. And
they didn't do anything with her.
They just did nothing. And she really went into that on the podcast. Like, it really is. It's just a TV show. And like, you think you're getting a career out of it.
I know.
You're not. Like,
it's not. Would she be coming over? Would she think about coming to the Vodafone Comedy Festival in Ireland? Is she that funny?
I'm sure she would. I'm sure she'd love to do gigs over here. Because I was talking to her. She said she doesn't really gig outside of Scotland, really, because she kind of thinks, oh, you know.
It's a safe space, probably.
Yeah, Scotland. And they love her up there. Like,
yeah, for what she's been through, I'd say.
Yeah, and the way she tells it. I mean, one of the stories that she told on stage was about her singing the national anthem at a boxing match. And it was the funniest 5 minutes I saw at the Edinburgh Fringe last year. It was. Like she really has it like that. She has those comedy chops.
I'm very intrigued.
Intrigued.
How many gigs are you doing? It's running from it's actually in Dublin this year, and of course there's going to be the Comedy Carnival in Galway at some stage as well, but it's in the Ivy Gardens the 26th to the 29th of July. Are
yes,
you there
I'm
the
doing
whole time
the Thursday and the Sunday because I'm at a wedding in the middle, but the lineup is absolutely incredible this year. Like, there's Michael Che is coming over, Rory Scovel, Tommy Tiernan, all the Irish lads, Foil Arms and Hogg are doing it. Like, it's like the thing about the Ivy Gardens Festival is, as well as the gigs that you pay to go to see, there's loads of other stuff running.
Yeah.
And it's free in, and they're just, it's brilliant stuff. Like, I mean, one of the nominated shows from, I don't know whether it was last year or the year before, you could actually have seen for free as a preview there. So it was a preview
really?
Of it. Randy writes a novel. Yeah, and then it went to Edinburgh and got nominated. But it really is. It's an incredible festival. And you can hang out there for the whole weekend and just eat burgers.
You absolutely can. It is actually great crack. I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to be like on Sunday after a wedding.
After a wedding.
Are you insane?
I'm a lightweight though. Two gin and tonics and then I go, nah, I'm going to
be fine. He's going to be fine. Gareth Farrelly, as always, it's a pleasure, absolute pleasure to talk to you. You're listening to Today FM. We're going to take our homegrown hero right now. This is the Riptide Movement. Plastic Oceans. Good afternoon to you.